Okay. I just want to summarize what we did last time, because there's a lot of discussion about it, and there seems to be a debate as to what the Chovas HaLevavos' position is on a person who is considered a Rosha in his ability to have bitochen. Now, the words have bitochen can mean two things: his ability to muster that feeling, to feel the bitochen, or to have a bitochen that would be effective. In other words, almost to have the right to put his trust in Hashem and Hashem will respond. The position of the Vilna Gaon is very clear, as clear as it could be, that it's even a Rosha, it makes no difference who you are. One who puts his trust in Hashem will be responded to, and it's the so to speak, the birthright of everyone to put his trust in Hashem, and there's no limitation to that, no qualifications. And it seems, according to that, that he even has the ability to do it. Now, it's obviously going to be harder for a person who, you know, let's say a person says, I'm not religious, so, but yes, I want to trust Hashem. If you really trusted him, you'd be more religious too. He tells you should do this, do should this. It's all for your good. So there's something wrong over there. But theoretically, he could. If he musters that bitochen, the Goyin says that. It's clear in the Medrash, in the Alkut Shmeini, Rabbi Machoivim L'Rosha, Babotech B'Hashem Chesed Yisoy Bevenu, greater the pains and the suffering of a Rosha, but one who puts his trust in Hashem, be surrounded by Chesed, and the Yalkut says, Afilu Rosha U'Boitech B'Hashem Chesed Yisoy Bevenu. Even a Rosha who trusts Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed. Now, the Chovas HaLevavos is not 100% clear. He starts off in a way that's a little confusing. He says, one who trusts Hashem, but he rebels against him, how foolish he is, and because he sees that the one that he wants something from, he's not giving him what he wants, so why should he give him what he wants? But we learned pshat, and I think correctly, I know others say the same thing, although there may be some that dispute it, that the Chovas HaLevavos just means that you're being very foolish in your attempt to have bitochon, because psychologically, if you don't feel that you're on good terms with someone, it's very hard to trust him. Now, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, if you trust him, he will respond no matter what. But the Chovas HaLevavos is saying, and he even says, the words, he isn't worthy to be called Betech Melekim. In other words, this is not Bitochen. How can a person really, truly, and remember the Bitochen that we're talking about is something that's heartfelt, not lip serviced. So how can one truly feel reliance on Hashem when he knows that he does not pay heed to what Hashem tells him to do? I'm a Rosha, and I don't do what he tells me to do, but I expect him to do what I want. It's, yes, he'll do it. The Chesed Hashem is such that he'll do it. But the problem is, it's hard for me to muster that confidence, because in my heart of heart, I know not only is there the Shema Gorem HaChet, which we say every person could feel. In other words, we know that every person, every Ma'amin should really be a Baal Bitochen. That's what the Ramban says in the Emunah Bitochen. Except there's a problem. I believe in everything, in Hashem, in His koiches, in His kindness, in His mercy, and everything. But I'm afraid maybe I'm not worthy. The Rosha has much more than the fear that he's not worthy. I have a fear that I'm not worthy, so I should overcome the fear. I overcome the fear. I say, listen, Hashem is so kind. He does chesed even if you're not worthy. And I have such a deep-rooted sense of His chesed. And I know He knows how much it means to me and how pained I'll feel if I'm disappointed. And therefore, I can bring myself emotionally to feel that He's going to help me. A Rosha has it much worse. I don't do what He wants. I'm evil. Not I just did an Aveira. Everybody does an Aveira. But okay. But I'm such an evil person. So I think what the Chovas HaLevavos just means is, it seems pretty clear, is that this is not real bitochen. There's something missing. Because if you're not treating him the way he wants you to treat him, and by the way, it's only for your benefit, not for his benefit, he needs nothing from us, then it's hard for you. How can you really feel that he's going to help you? It's a psychological problem. The Chovei Salvavos would admit that if you can overcome that, it makes no difference if you're a Rosh Hashem, will still respond to you. But the problem is how difficult it is to overcome. Okay, I just wanted to summarize that, what we discussed last week. Okay, so now we're over here in the art scroll, we're on page 88, Hakdoma HaChamishis, another one of the essential Hakdomas that we need in order to be able to come to putting our trust in Hashem. Sheyisbayer etzloi ki hashlomas hadvorim hamischad sheboilam hazeh la'achar hayitziru hu b'shnei dvorim. A person has to be clear to him that after Hashem created the world, those things that happen, the sun rises, the natural things that happen, the human things that happen, everything is, it happens in one of two ways. Echomehem gzeirois habere yisale, they are decrees from the Creator, the Heftzo and his desire, be it siosom, el gvul havaya, that they come out to the reality. Hashem's gzeira, that the reality takes place, that the sun rises in the morning and the moon comes out at night, and that the stars shine, and that the rain comes down, and that the and plants grow, and all of the laws of nature that we look at as natural, for the Baal Bitochen, in order to really be a Baal Bitochen, he has to know they're all gzeirois habirei v'cheftzei b'yitziosim el gvul havaya. And it's his desire that they come out, I guess the sun from its, what seems to be its set position to its rising position, and the rain from the clouds, and the plants sprout from the earth. All of this is b'gzeiras kel elyon. It doesn't happen by pure nature. Now, it's an important point because in any way where we can extract Hashem's direct involvement from anything that happens, it distracts us from being able to put our trust in him because there are factors beyond him. Let's say, for example, if he set in motion certain teva, and now I want to trust him that something else is going to happen. But if the teva is in motion and he's not controlling it, it makes it hard for me to trust because it's done. It's like it happened already. Can't trust that it happened already. It's very difficult. So the same thing, if the teva exists in a preordained or it's put in motion and he leaves it alone. In other words, he set it in motion and then he leaves the world. What's the word?
Pre-programmed. I was going to guess.
Pre-programmed. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So if it's pre-programmed, now the program, and now he goes to sleep. You know, we say no. He ne lo yonav elishon shemer yisroel. Hashem works 24/7. He is orchestrating everything. So that's point one we have to know, that anything that happens in the world is either that way or Mahasheni sibois umitsuim mehem kravim mehem rechoikim umehem niglim umehem nistorim, that occurrences that take place, that come forth, some closer, some further away, some revealed, some hidden. Bekulam rotzim lahashlim mashenigzar havayosev heroosei ve'ezo elikim lohem alzeh. But they are all running. In other words, all the agents, they're agents. People do certain things. I don't know what other agents beside people. What are the animals? Like animals will do, an animal that attacks or that does something. Kulam, they're running to fulfill that which Hashem decreed, and that's their and that's the mission that they have. In other words, there's two types of things that happen in the world. Those that Hashem are direct direct expressions of his decree of what should happen. And there are others that are not direct expressions. They're indirect in the sense that man or technology is implementing it, but really all it is implementing is the Gzeiras Kel Elyon. If I get in a car and with the technology of a car, I can get from point A to point B, that's really just the car and the energy and the driver and whatever else is there, implementing the will of Hashem that he wants me to be from here to there. And except he's not doing it directly like he does with the sun and the moon and the rain and the other things, but he's doing it through someone else, but it's always through Hashem. And I think this is a very, very important concept, because in order to really to be able to put our trust in Hashem, there can't be any distraction. There can't be any detraction. There can't be anything that says, well, this particular thing, he doesn't deal with that on a very simple level, but not the level that he's talking about. There are people that think, I can't have the tocha for a little thing. A little thing is too petty for Hashem. I need 25 cents. I need a quarter to put in the meter. I can't have the tocha for that. No. There's nothing too petty. There's nothing too small. That's one area. But here there's something else. There's nothing that he is not directly or indirectly involved. Directly involved meaning he does it all. Indirectly involved, there's shluchim, but it's his rotzim. It's his desire that's being implemented. Only with those two concepts can we really have a deep-rooted sense of trusting Hashem, because there's nothing beyond his power and there's nothing that he's not involved with. If I think for a moment that there's something he's not involved with, then there's no basis for trust. So those are the two possibilities of whatever happens in this world, all the fulfillment, whether direct or indirect, in the Gzeiras Kel Elyon. Okay, let's continue. For Dimyon HaSivas HaKrevos, what's an example of the Sivas HaKrevos? Vayitzuas HaMayim Mimamake Horetz, Begalgal, Bekelim HaMalim Esamayim Min HaBe'er. Water comes forth from the earth with a galgal, with a, when you go, you put in a well, you put you roll the pail into the lower it down into the well, then you roll it up, and the pail brings forth water. So this is Hashem giving us water through the emtzos, through the means, the agency of the individual who rolls it, or maybe they have today technologically, it goes automatically, I don't know. And the pail goes down and it gets the water and it draws the water up. That's all Hashem providing us with water through the means of outside or other actions. V'siboso horachoiko, that's hakroiba, that's direct. V'siboso horachoiko, odom shu kosher habehemo el agalgal, he says, there's a further one away. This is not the man who is rolling the galgal and then pulling up the water. And that is, of course, also from Hashem. But he ties his behema, his ox, to the rope. And the ox pulls the, maybe it's a bigger well, it's a bigger pail of water, and he pulls the thing. So that's more indirect, but it's still the same thing, whether it's direct or it's indirect. It's all agencies that are acting on behalf of the Rosh Hashem, who wants to see this result, because without which there would be nothing. Okay, he continues. Achasibas Hashem bein ha'odah v'hakelim mutzoyim bein shnei advorim ha'behema v'ha'igulim shemaniak tzosim es tzosim v'hachevel. He says, the sibois that are between the man and the kalim are between the two different things. In other words, it could be either the odom and the roly that he pulls it up, that one, or it could be a person. But they're all in between. They're go-betweens. They're go-betweens that are delivering on the Rosh Hashem. Im yikre pega la'achas min hasibos hanizkoros. Let's say the rope breaks. The animal decides to be stubborn and it's not going to do its job. The human being can't. He runs out of strength and he can't do his. Lo yigmar ha'inyan ha'mechuvim bohem. It's not going to happen. He says, and which means that they don't have the power. Because if Hashem wanted to stop them, or better put better, if Hashem didn't want them to do it, something would happen to them. The animal would refuse. The person would get sick. Lightning would strike. Who knows? But because it's all controlled by Hashem. Other things that come into reality. They will not come together to a person or with others except b'gzeras, with the decree of Hashem. And he invites those causes, the causes that bring about, the agents that bring about the end results, are all invited and appointed by him to bring about the results. It's a whole different way of looking at the world. I'd like to stop for a moment because there's a problem that I discuss in our sessions that we have with Mechanchim and Menahalim. And that is that the whole concept of Hashem today is a bit forgotten. We are so enamored and maybe advanced in science and in technology, and so enamored with everything that we have, that we sort of forget this lesson that it's really all about Hashem. What do you mean? We have capabilities. We have inventions. We have power. We have nothing. All we have is the agents to bring about the deliverance of that which Hashem is goyzer. And because of that, it's very important for us when we look at the world, when we talk about the world, to talk always about Hashem. History can be studied as cause and effect, or history can be studied as Hashkocha Protis and the Yad Hashem. And when we study history without constantly reminding ourselves of the Yad Hashem, we tend to forget that it's the Yad Hashem. And we really buy into all this cause and effect, because this one did this, because Trump did this, that's why this. Because Biden did this, that's why this. And because Nancy Pelosi did what she did, and because Mitch McConnell did what. Narishkeit. It has nothing to do. All of this is the wrong way to look at the world. Whatever we're going through, whether it's politically here, whether it's politically in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's in any other area of life, it's all b'gzeiras kel elyon. And it's so easy to forget. The Shem Hashem is not mentioned often enough. We don't look at it that, I turned on the light switch, Hashem has made it light in the room. We're not asking people to do that either. Get carried away a little bit. But that's the reality. I turned on the light switch, Hashem has made it light. How many times have I turned on a light switch and the bulb just blew and there is no light? It happens all the time. And the fuse blows and there's an outage. All these things we have to realize. And as much as we can develop the language in our lives and in the lives of our families that it's all about Hashem, then we get in touch with the ultimate reality. Now, some might say, well, we always say Baruch Hashem, Es Hashem, Mirtz Hashem, but do we really pay attention to what we're saying when we say those words? Those words are more forms of language rather than the expressions of the underlying and ultimate reality. So it's something that we have to be very aware of and constantly being reminded. The truth of the matter is that we have brochas that remind us that everything is from Hashem. We have the brochas birchas hanenin. We have the birchas tashachar. Whatever we do in life, we always are constantly, and the Chachomim instituted brochas to make us constantly aware. I take an apple, I make a bori priyo, eat so that I realize that this is from Hashem. If not Hashem, it wouldn't happen. But we have to think about it, because the teva is so, and especially today, it's so mishuchalal, it's so developed, that one would think that, there really is power. But we all know that, that all this power, everything is all just fulfilled, gzeiras kel elyon, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't gozer, then it's not going to be. Then he brings psukim over here, all leading to the same idea. V'loy nisknu alilois to him is, how does he translate that? Doniswa Alilas says, and he has the cheshbon of all the causes. I don't know what that means exactly, but it says Godol Ha'etzav Rav Alilio, the great is the Eitz of Hashem, and all types of things that happen in this world, Hashem is in control of. Ki hoiso siba meim Hashem, it comes from Hashem. Many times in Pesukim, v'im tiyena hasibas nedoros bichlal, lo itigma yitzias dover min hapu'ulois ha'tivios el gedra havoy. And here's the punchline. He says it very, very succinctly, very beautifully. And if the sibos will be lacking, in other words, Hashem, ki hoiso siba meim Hashem, The Novi Malachim says the Sibo, the cause, comes from Hashem. Im tiyena hasibos nedorois bichlal, if the Sibos will be missing from Hashem, lo itigomer yitzias dovim min hapa'ulos hativiyos el geder havaya. No action, even those which are natural, tivios, they're alpiteva, that's the way it should be. It won't come to fruition unless that Sibo is the Sibo from Hashem, is what is involved.